Chef Elliott Entertaining Solutions. Chef.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so scrumptious?
How does he make that meal so
quick? It really is amazing. Entertaining at its best. Chef Elliott.
The experience is divine.
Chef.
It really blows my mind.
How does he make that meal so healthy?
How does he make that meal so
easy? It really is amazing. It's cooking at its best. Chef Elliott.
The experience is divine.
Chef Elliott.
It really blows my mind.
Chef Elliott Entertaining Solutions. Chef Elliott.
Well, hello and welcome everyone to Chef Elliott's Entertaining Solutions radio show provided by SRN, the Survival Radio Network, here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Chef Elliott Farmer, and my show is the premier entertainment culinary solutions show online. With this platform, myself, my producers, and my sponsors will highlight rising talent from the culinary and hospitality industry. We will host celebrity chefs, family cooks, food creation, culinary authors, and food networks. I am excited to be here with you today to share my occupation, my passion, and my purpose. Thanks for coming along for the ride. And before we get started, before we jump right into the show, I'd like to introduce to you our network featured business of the week. SRN Business of the Week is Sela V Wellness. Learn how to attain and maintain a healthy balance, not only in mind, body, but also in spirit, leading to a more fulfilling life. Life coaching and therapy joining forces with other professionals. Now, coming up on the show, I'm going to give you my food tip of the week, and I'm also going to give you two of the most favorited Facebook recipes. And tonight we have an interview with none other professional chef, author, and instructor, Chef Peter Snipe. Listening family, I'm especially inviting you to tune in for the entire hour as we have a great show for you tonight. You can either listen online at www.chefelliott.info or via mobile by dialing 347-989-8385. You are welcome to call in with questions or comments for myself and or my special guest throughout the show. So please dial that same number, 347-989-8385, but press 1 to be identified. Please provide your first name and city from which you're calling, and we'll be right back after this commercial break.
Not always easy being a dad.
When's the fairy princess coming?
Any minute now.
What? What do you mean she's not coming?
But it's always worth it.
It's a fairy princess!
Yet to buy!
Grooves! Zinkelpans!
Yeah. The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life.
I know it's really you, Drew. I'm just pretending for the other kids.
Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4-DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Cafe Atlanta, where desserts are created and you taste love. Looking to fill your sweet tooth? Do you have a special event or occasion you're planning? Give Cake Cafe Atlanta a call. Located at 368 Candler Road, Atlanta, Georgia, 30317. Open Monday to Saturday, 10 to 7 p.m. You can get the best in pies, cakes, cobblers, coffee, brownies, specialty popcorn, and more. Visit their website at www.cakecafeatlanta.com or give them a call at 404-284-0106. That's 404-284-0106. Call Cake Cafe Atlanta today.
Looking for a cafe with a home-like appeal where all who enter feel like they are part of something? Visit My Coffee Shop, located in East Lake, Atlanta, Georgia. MCS has a full breakfast and lunch menu, offering both hot and cold options, and is home of the amazing Basil Lemonade. But don't forget their assortment of freshly brewed coffees. Come on by at 2462 Memorial Drive, Atlanta, Georgia, 30317. We're pretty sure my coffee shop at East Lake will become your coffee shop, too.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Well, welcome back to Chef Elliott's Entertainment Solutions Radio Show. Again, listeners, you are welcome to call in with your questions or comments for myself and or my special guest. So please dial 347-989-8385. Press 1 to be identified. And please remember to provide your first name and the city that you're calling from. Now, I told you before the break that I was going to give you the tip of the week. Well, this tip of the week that I'm going to give you rose through the roof with likes on Facebook. It's how to chemically free clean fruit. All you're doing is filling your sink up with water, your regular kitchen sink, fill it up with the regular, you know, tap water. Add 1 cup of vinegar. It doesn't have to be a flavored vinegar, just regular old vinegar. Stir that with that sink full of water. Add all of your fruit, and you want to soak that fruit in that vinegar water for about 10 minutes. The water will be dirty, but the fruit will sparkle with no wax or dirty film. Berries like strawberries or blueberries or any of those. I also use it for my grapes, apples, whatever fruit that you're going to eat. So clean that. Again, that's 1 cup of vinegar filled with a sink of water. Let that rest for about 10 minutes. And voila, that's your tip of the week. Now, a lot of you have asked for a lot of recipes from Chef Elliott, and Chef Elliott is known for his desserts. He's known for his healthy food tip recipes, so I'm going to give you this recipe first. Let's start out with the good stuff first, the healthy stuff. And it's just a simple strawberry spinach salad, and I like to put either some grilled chicken on top of it or some sort of a grilled fish. And with this recipe, there are no special measurements required. All you have to do is just add your fresh spinach. You're going to add your different cheeses. I like to top it off with some strawberries, sliced strawberries. I like to put some sliced toasted almonds in there, some feta cheese. I mix that all up, and then I grill my chicken breast. Usually I'll just grill it with like a curry tint flavor to it. With olive oil, slice that up once it's done after it rests for maybe 5 minutes so, you know, all the juices won't fall out. Put that on top of that lettuce, on top of that strawberry spinach salad, and that's a good, healthy meal. Easy, quick, and inexpensive. Now, others of you have asked about my lemon-glazed pound cake. A lot of you have asked about that lemon glazed pound cake, and listen, I'm going to give you a little tease. It's only about 7 ingredients, and if we have enough time before the end of the show, I'm going to come back and I'm going to give you that recipe. It's a hit. It got over 600 shares on Facebook alone. Now today, on the Chef Elias Entertainment Solutions radio show, we are honored to share the technical skills and culinary wisdom of professional chef, author, and instructor, Chef Peter Snipe. His experience entails over 25 years of preparing French, Italian, Cajun, Southwestern, Mexican, and even Asian fusion cuisine. And we'll be right back after this short break with none other than Chef Pete Snipe. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a reputable company that offers human resource consulting services, workshops, and speakers for individuals and organizations? Give Miss PDW Enterprises a try. PDW topics cover building your personal brand, job seeker preparation, and business planning workshops. Visit their website at www.misspdwenterprises.com or give them a call at 678-360-4112. Miss PDW Enterprises, LLC, where engagement is key. Be sure to let them know SRN sent you.
Too many times we find ourselves wearing masks to cover our true selves. Girl in the Glass is an empowerment group that supports you in honoring the person you are meant to be. Go to www.girlintheglass.net and learn to trust, receive, and believe in your ability to live in your truth. Visit www.girlintheglass.net today.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plato and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then,
hey!
The dreaded splash fight. It's dad o'clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
FOCUS. Find opportunities, create unique success. Focus is an empower agency that provides motivational tools needed to aid our youth and young adults in the metro Atlanta area. Allow Focus to provide your kids with additional help in developing self-awareness, leadership, communication, and empowerment skills. For more information on how to get started today, go to www.focusfruits.com. Focus, life coaching for youth and young adults.
Pick up your copy of Running with Blinders, the top 17 mistakes of small businesses, written by author Brian Joubert, who has over 20 years of experience in business consulting. Running with Blinders is a full resource guide that will motivate, educate, and inspire everyone who reads this book. Filled with expert advice to avoid pitfalls, this book is a must-have for everyone who really wants to be successful. On sale now for only $12.95. Visit lbtaxservice.com. Purchase your copy of Running with Blinders, the top 17 mistakes of small businesses, and get started creating long-term business success.
Well, welcome back to Chef Elias Entertainment Solutions radio show. Again, listeners, you are welcome to call in with questions or comments for myself and or my special guest. So please dial area code 347-989-8385. Press 1 to be identified. And remember to provide your first name and the city of which you're calling from. Now that we're all settled in, I'd like to introduce my very special guest, a friend and colleague, here to share his story, his techniques with knives, smoking, grilling, and creating stock sauces and soups. Oh, my God. Let's provide an overwhelmingly splendid welcome to celebrity chef Pete Snipes. Thank you very, very much. That was a great introduction there. I'm very touched. So
I'm so glad to have you, Pete. If may I call you Pete, you know we go way back.
Yeah.
I just want to thank you again for being with us on this debut Chef Elliott's Entertainment Solutions show. I really appreciate you, man. I really, really do.
Well, I'm really honored that I was invited as the first guest, so I'm quite touched myself. So it's funny right now. I'm making these new Filipino burgers. It's called the Manila Burger, and now we've got a house full of people coming in. So I'm cooking as we speak. So
okay. And you say you're cooking and making some Filipino burgers. Where are you making it, Chef Pete? Where are you?
Well, I'm right now at a restaurant called Bistro 7107. I'm the new executive chef, and it's a traditional Filipino restaurant, but we're putting the Chef Pete touch on it.
Okay.
So
okay.
I've come up with this grilled sirloin burger, and there's a papaya, pickled papaya salad that goes on top, and you don't need anything else. You don't need any other condiments. It's sweet, it's crunchy, it's sour from vinegar. It's one of the most delicious burgers I've ever had. So, maybe I'll have to make that for you the next time you come up.
Well, absolutely. And you know, I think, Chef Pete, I am to be back in that area, in the Washington, D.C., DMV area, August, to teach another class.
That'll be a great thing.
Yeah.
Yep, at Culinaria.
Right. So tell the listening audience about Culinaria.
Well, it's a cooking school that basically caters to recreational cooks that just really want to improve their talents in cooking and learn about sauces or different cuisines, bread making. We pretty much do the whole gambit. And then, you know, every once in a while we get lucky and we have a celebrity guest like Chef Elliott come up and do a special class with us. So
yeah.
I gotta say, he makes hands down the best red velvet cake I've ever had.
I tell you, that red velvet cake, and you know, I really can't take total credit for that recipe. That recipe actually was given to me many, many years ago by my great aunt Mary Harris.
All in the family, right? You're just carrying on her name right now.
Yeah,
and she's still living.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, she's
That's
still
great.
Living. Actually, just celebrated a milestone birthday the other week. I dare not tell you how old she is because I don't want her calling me.
but absolutely,
that is her recipe. I just tweaked it to make it my own. But it's been a huge, huge hit and certainly has enhanced my success.
I say it in all sincerity that it really is. I'm not a big red velvet cake fan, but when I tasted yours, I'm like, okay, I like it.
You're too kind. Now, Chef Pete, I understand that you have authored a cookbook entitled The Street Chef.
I did a few years ago. It was called The Street Chef, and it was basically self-published, and I really wanted my first book to be a hardback. And, you know, it didn't sell a whole lot, and, you know, no famous
publishers picked me up, but I am working on a second book. A friend of mine is helping me put together, and you know, I got re-inspired by you to do another book. So yeah, you've we've met a couple of times, and you've had a good influence on me. So
wow,
you know, that's what it's all about, is, you know, cooking, bringing people together, because nothing
Absolutely.
Brings people together like food. And that's my motto.
What you said. That's my motto, too. The more food, the better.
Yep.
And if it's good, even more better. And if
yep.
it's healthy, you know, that's a healthy, cheap Filipino burgers. What? Come on, somebody.
Yeah, and I tell you, I just came up with this thing the other day and did a little recipe testing in the restaurant, and everyone that's had them is like, oh my God, you don't need anything on it. You don't need cheese. You don't need mayo, or, you know, it's because it's all in this papaya slaw, and it's just amazingly delicious.
Wow.
It's a lunch special, and I just had someone come in and say, can you please make that lunch special for me for dinner? Like, you know, so it's all about pleasing the people when you're on a restaurant. So.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, Chef Pete, since you're already, you know, we're talking about the bistro, give us the address where our listeners can certainly come in and support you there.
God, you know, it's terrible. I don't even know it. I started days ago.
Wow.
On 23rd Street in Crystal City.
Okay.
It's kind of in the old section, where what I call Restaurant Row. And if they're familiar with that, they'll see it. It's Bistro 7107.
Okay. Crystal City over in the Virginia area?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're about 10 minutes outside of D.C.
Okay. Well, we're going to be sure to get that correct street address for our listeners, because I certainly want them, when they're in that DMV area, to come in and support you and tell them Chef Elliott sent them from
yes.
SRN. Absolutely, absolutely.
That would really be great.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, Chef Pete, I also understand that you had some Florence experience in the culinary schools over in Italy, Florence, Italy. Can you elaborate a little bit over that?
I attended the Culinary Institute of Florence, and it was an amazing journey. It was kind of a condensed version, but something I'll never forget. And Italian will always be my first love. I could eat a bowl of pasta every day. it was, you know, pretty much like most culinary schools. We did, you know, meats, we did pastas, we did vegetables, and it was a great experience. And still very close to one of the chefs that was my instructor there, Marcella. She has a little cooking school in Florence, Fort Recreational, and it's called the Giglio Cooking School. And don't ask me how to spell it.
one of those Italians' specialty words, huh?
Yeah, it's a little island off the coast of Florence, Giglio. So if you look it up on the Internet, I'm sure the internet will correct the spelling and send you to the right place. But she's also on Facebook, and so you can look her up. If you ever go to Italy, definitely well worth a trip to go see her. Really is fine chef.
Absolutely. We've got to get her on the show.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
We can
work on that. We'll talk afterwards, and I'll get you in touch with her.
All right. Now, listen, Chef Pete, not only did you have some training over in Italy, but I also understand that you trained at a particular culinary skills lab right up there in Bethesda, Maryland.
Yeah, that was L'Académie de Cuisine, and they're still in business. It's one of the top French cooking schools in the country. I had a wonderful experience there. I remember the day that my course finished. I was actually very sad because I wanted to come back next week to learn some more, you know?
Wow.
So cooking is one of those things that you just, it just keeps going and you keep learning, and the more you know, the more you can play, and the, an amazing thing. And that's coming from a guy that used to be a telecom designer. So, but cooking has always been my passion in life. It's the one thing that I've always stayed with.
And so I guess, you know, we have a lot in common, Chef Pete, because cooking was not my first career either. Actually,
yeah,
it was never a career choice of mine. But isn't that something, how God orchestrates us and puts us in the path that we are destined to be, whether we want to or not?
I got to say, I've hit some rough spots in the last few years, and I just looked up and just said, you know, God, please help me make it. And, you know, the cooking school started, and then I got asked to be the executive chef at the restaurant, and I look up like I am right now saying, thank you very much, God.
That's all right. That's all
really
right.
True.
I am so, so excited for you. Can't wait to see you again so we can sit down. Pasta is one of my absolute favorite dishes.
Yeah.
That's my problem right now.
Yeah, I could go for some too. I think I started this job, I think I've lost like 10 pounds. Because you cook all day, you smell it, you taste it, but you never really eat, you know?
Exactly.
So, and by the time 12 hours is up, you're, okay, I'm going home, going to bed.
Exactly. And see, a lot of people, when they see chefs, and they, it's like they have a stereotype for us, they're expecting us to be these obese people because we're around food all day, throughout the day, and thinking that we're just eating. And that's so far-fetched from really the truth. You've lost 10 pounds, I've lost 40 pounds. So, you know, we not only have to cook for our clients, but we want to be able to do it healthy. We want to be able to do it in moderation when we're consuming. It's okay to cook a lot of food, and it's okay to have it laid out, even as our guests. We want to be able to consume. We want to consume
absolutely
in moderation.
You know, a little bit of butter or a little bit of cream really makes everything really great in the mouth, but you don't have to use a lot, you know.
Absolutely.
If you're making a sauce for six people, you know, maybe a couple of tablespoons, and that's divided up between six people, you know. So it's really not that much, but it really does add that special flavor and mouthfeel.
Absolutely. Now, you kind of started giving us a little recipe there for a sauce. Can you go ahead and give the listening audience what's your favorite recipe? I know you gave us the new creation that you made just for the bistro a few days ago, but what's your favorite recipe that you can share with our Entertainment Solutions audience that they can recreate at home, maybe even tonight?
Actually, it's very, very simple. If you have a like 28-ounce can of tomatoes, good quality, preferably Roma tomatoes or the Italian tomatoes. I start with whole fresh canned tomatoes, crush them by hand, and you know, this would probably be good for two hungry Italians or four normal people. So take a medium saute pan, put it over medium high heat, add about an eighth of a cup of olive oil, one clove of crushed garlic, not chopped up, just crushed, one bay leaf, and cook it until the garlic is golden brown. Remove the bay leaf and the garlic clove. Add your tomatoes. Let them cook for about 15, 20 minutes. And then add a nice handful of fresh basil in there and let that cook for about 2 or 3 minutes. And that is the most delicious sauce ever.
Wow. And it's
and easy, you know?
Yeah. And it sounds like it only takes maybe 10 minutes, if that.
Yeah, yeah. It, you know, 10, 15 minutes, and you've got a really nice sauce. And, you know, summertime is coming up really soon. So some fresh tomatoes, you can just chop them up, cut out the center and the what I call the gushy part, and chop them up and do the exact same thing except use like 2 or 3 handfuls of fresh tomato. And always finish your cooked pasta in the sauce. And it's, yeah, I've already died and gone to heaven just thinking about it.
I know. I'm over here. I'm my mouth is watering. I'm trying not to let it be heard through Radio Land, but I tell you what, I may just be making that dish tonight.
Yep. It's so easy, and it is really delicious.
Now, Chef Pete, we know that you're a renowned chef, and you kind of touched on it a little bit, but after the day is done at the bistro, after your day is done at Culinaria, when you get home, who is Pete Snyde?
You know, I'm really a simple guy. What you see is what you get. What you're hearing on the radio right now, that's me.
That's you.
I don't put on any, you know, I'm better than you or, you know, put my chef coat on and now I'm like Mr. Chef. No, I'm me. And at either the school or the restaurant, you know, I talk to the people, you know. If I'm
absolutely
at the restaurant, I've got 3 amazingly good line cooks here, and I can, you know, get them going, and I can go out, so I can talk to the people, I can come back and you know, finish working with these line cooks, and I'm overwhelmed with all the good things that are happening, and but that really is me. I'm just a very simple, nice guy, and I've got a big heart.
And I can vouch for that. I can absolutely vouch for that. Absolutely. You're going to have me up at the restaurant.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll definitely get you to come up, and we'll make you some Filipino dishes.
Yeah. Well, I want to get my hands dirty too. I want to get behind the skillet.
we'll get you in here, and we were just kind of reorganizing today, and say one of the things that has been really interesting is coming in after another chef has left, and in the restaurant world, you make a lot of your sauce bases ahead. So as you're sauteing, you can add your sauce base, maybe some stock or some garlic or whatever. So I had to come in here, sight unseen, taste these sauces and recreate them without any recipe. So that was a big challenge.
But that's why you are labeled Chef, Celebrity Chef Extraordinaire. How many people could do what you did, come in behind somebody else's and then be able to take it from there? You're the man.
Yeah.
You're the chef.
Well, you know, I had a little bit of help. I had some of the fellow Filipinos that actually own the restaurant, you know, taste, and we adjusted. You know, we're like, you know, there's something missing. Garlic. We make this sauce called the Muscovado. And it's basically a sugar-based sauce, and it's got star anise, it's got cinnamon in it, it's got stock, onion, garlic. It's just
this amazing sugar kind of based sauce. And it goes so well with, like, deep fried pork belly. I know it's not healthy, but every now and then you gotta say, I gotta have a little bacon.
It is funny that you should say that, because I was just with some friends last night, some Asian friends, and they were saying, Elliot. I said, what? They said, you know how to make that pork belly.
Yep. You know, it is amazing, you know. So, you know, when you do have those kind of foods, you eat them in moderation. You're not eating them every day. And,
right.
But, you know, every now and then you got to treat yourself, you know.
Well,
it's like having a nice slice of Chef Elliott's red velvet cake. So when you come up here, you know you're going to have to make one.
I tell you what, I have a whole lot of friends up in the DMV area, and actually my PR person and one of my producers, Nicole Lester, her husband, every time he hears that I'm coming to D.C., I already know he has the ingredients waiting for
him. Yep. Yep. Yeah, Nicole's a super person. She really is.
Oh, absolutely.
One of these days, she's going to be my PR person.
Well, you know, we'll keep that in, they're deliberating on that in the court, and it's not looking in your favor, Chef. It's not looking in your favor.
Yeah. Well, maybe she's got a good friend she can hook me up with that'll be my PR person. I can't steal the star of the PR from you. So
no, you can't do that. I won't allow it.
Yep. But what a day! It's a beautiful day up here. It's sunny and 75. Couldn't ask for a better day.
Well, listen, Chef, I have a couple of more questions. You still have time to hang out with me a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely.
I wanted to tell our listening audience, I understand that you were extended the James Beard House invitation in New York, New York,
which was a very
prestigious honor.
Yeah, it was kind of. It wasn't actually from James Beard, but one of the chefs that I worked with, his name was Andrea Ciappini in Italy.
Okay.
They came over to the James Beard House, and he called me up, and I live in Washington. This is up in New York, and he said, can you come up for a couple of days? So even though I didn't necessarily get invited by James Beard, it was still a huge honor to go to this guy that you know, started a big cooking revolution here in the country, and work in his house where he used to work. And it was an amazing little kitchen. It really, really was. And I think that night we served like 120 people. So,
wow.
Yeah, he said, I need somebody with knife skills. And you know what that means?
What does that mean?
Can you chop everything exactly the same size? So I chopped a lot of carrots, a lot of onions, but it was really a very rewarding experience. It really was.
Wow. I'm so happy for you, Pete. I am so excited for your new endeavors in the culinary world. I'm real excited and so proud of you that you're sticking through it. I'm telling you, you're not the only one. It gets a little hard sometimes. We have so many excellent chefs across the globe, across the world, and sometimes it can be a challenge. So we got to figure out what is going to separate us from everybody else. You know what?
Right.
And you've already, you know, given me kudos for my red velvet cake.
Hey, you know.
And so it's
when something's good, it's good, you know? And there's just no denying that. So, and I've had your collard greens, and got to say, I'll take those over the slow-cooked for 20 hours any day.
Yeah.
they were delicious, you know?
And we only cooked them in, what, 15 minutes, right?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
15 minutes. We didn't have any ham hocks. We didn't have any smoked turkey. We didn't have any meat. Actually, they're vegetarian. 15 minutes. 15 minutes. And by the way, if you want that recipe, all you got to do is just get my cookbook. You can go to www.chefelliott2l2t's.com. Purchase it online, $20. www.chefelliott.com, 2L's 2T's.
Hey, I like that. And if you're interested in, you know, taking some classes at Culinary Cooking School, we are at website is www.culinaria, all one word, cookingschool.com. You can download the latest catalog, and we're at 110 Pleasant Street, Northwest, Vienna, Virginia, 22180. So we do it all, you know?
Yes, you guys do, absolutely. And can you give the listening audience some type of classes that you do offer? Because I think you also offer classes to children. Is that not right?
Yeah, we do. We have a summer camp for teens that's coming up, a summer camp for kids at 8 to 12, and then the teens 13 to 17. If you're 18, then you can come to an adult class, but we just can't serve you wine. And we offer some parent and child classes, and everything from bread making, pasta making, pizza making. By the way, if you want the best pizza this side of Italy, I'm going to blow my own horn here. Come see me and take a class, a pizza making class, because I got to say, I make and I put it up against anybody, anywhere.
Well, you got my vote, and I haven't even tasted it.
Yeah.
But when I came to visit the very first time, I saw you in the kitchen. You were preparing for an event for that weekend, and I just didn't say a word. I just watched, and I said, oh, my. And I said, surely he's going to offer me a sample. and you never did.
I'm so sorry. You know, you get wrapped up in the moment, and you're like, oh, I got to feed these people, you know? So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you said something. You get caught up in the moment. A lot of times people, chefs, we get in our zone. When we're in that zone, it's like Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Would you agree?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. You know, the world could be exploding around you, and you're like, let me just toss this turn over this fish, or, you know. So.
And we don't mean any harm, you know. It's not that we're intentionally ignoring you or ignoring what's going on. We just know that we have this, what we have to do, and we have to get it perfected, and we have the time that it has to be done by.
That's it. Because
it's our name attached to it. It's our name attached to it. So
absolutely.
So, absolutely. And can you give us that, before we go to commercial break, and hang on with us, give us that website one more time.
It's www.culinariacookingschool.com.
And spell culinaria for us.
C-U-L-I-N-A-R-I-A.
All right, hang in there with the Chef Pete. We're going to go to commercial break, and we'll be right back.
FOCUS. Find opportunities, create unique success. FOCUS is an empower agency that provides motivational tools needed to aid our youth and young adults in the Metro Atlanta area.
allow Focus to provide your kids with additional help in developing self-awareness, leadership, communication, and empowerment skills. For more information on how to get started today, go to www.focusfruits.com. Focus, life coaching for youth and young adults.
More and more people are making their purchases online, and their number one resource is ShopSquare.com. At ShopSquare.com, they're committed to excellence and top-notch customer service. ShopSquare.com is empowering customers just like you by providing them with the best details online anytime. If you're looking for electronics, home decor, home appliances, sporting equipment, college wear, or fashion, ShopSquare.com is where you'll want to be. Go to www.shopsquare.com or give us a call at 877-659-0807. That's 877-659-0807.
Houston, Atlanta, Dallas. Calling out all high school seniors and current college students. Listen up.
Don't let your barriers block your blessings.
And don't let your past dictate your future.
Because we have a challenge for you.
Hi, this is Dorian Paul Williams, formerly of the great Charlie Wilson and the Gap Band, and founder of the Fathers Who Will Foundation. We've created a unique scholarship called the See Average Encouragement Scholarship. That's right, See Average Encouragement Scholarship, because of students just like this. And we're coming to your town to bless you. Hit them with the website.
That's www.cscholarshiptour.com.
That's www.cscholarshiptour.com.
So,
you may be a See Average student now,
but with a little more encouragement and motivation,
let's show the world what you can be.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Well, Chef Pete.
I'm good.
Chef Pete, it has been a pleasure to have you here with me on my debut show.
And if I could just take one real quick second. The Bistro address is 513 23rd Street South, Arlington, Virginia, 22202. And their website is dine@bistro7107.us. So now they know where to go.
Absolutely.
And, Elliot, I've got to say it was definitely a pleasure. Thank you for thinking about me to put me on the first show. And I just wish you all the success, and we'll talk about later on off the air. We'll talk about some chefs that I'd love for you to meet, and maybe you can even do a little traveling to meet them.
Absolutely. And I want to thank you, because what you may not even realize is you, through Culinaria, was one of the first culinary schools that opened their doors to me to allow me to come in and be a guest culinary instructor. And because of you opening up and creating that platform for me, it has afforded me to be able to travel across the country and even into some of the other abroad, internationally. So thank you so much. And
absolutely.
I will always come and be a guest chef at the Culinaria Cooking School. Always.
Well, if you ever need somebody to, just let me know.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And before you go, one more time, give us that Bistro 7107 address again.
It's 513 23rd Street South, Arlington, Virginia, 22202. There we go. And their website is dineatbistro7107.us.
All right. Thank you again, Chef Pete, for sharing your willingness to share your story and your expertise with the Entertainment Solutions family. We wish you all the best in your every endeavor.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. And God bless.
Yep. God bless you too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, everybody. That was Celebrity Chef Pete Snight. And thanks for hanging in here with me, for hanging in here with us. We have had a wonderful, wonderful conversation with him. And so if you're ever in the be in the area, be sure to stop by and support him at the Bistro 7107 or go online at culinaria.com and sign up for one of those classes. Hint, hint, that class on August the 15th, I hear they have the one of the top celebrity chefs coming up from Atlanta to do brunch for dinner. So you don't want to miss that class. Hint, hint. Now, before we go, I want to leave you with some announcements, especially if you're in the Atlanta, Georgia area. On Sunday, June 15th, which is Father's Day, if you're in the Atlanta, Georgia area, please support the annual Real Men Cook. I think this is their 25th annual Real Men Cook celebration. And it will be held at the Georgia World Congress Center at 3 p.m. And so for more information, you can go to their website at www.realmencook.com/Atlanta. And I have supported the Real Men Cook up in the D.C. area and in Atlanta. And this is an event where men from all walks of life, whether they're just regular fathers, whether they're sous chefs or cooks or line cooks or celebrity chefs or what have you, come together for a worthy cause. And they demonstrate their best recipes, and the whole congregation or the whole slew of people in Atlanta come from all across the world to taste some wonderful, exquisite delicacies. Oh, my God, you've got to be there. So, again, that's Sunday, June 15th, if you're in Atlanta, Father's Day weekend, that Sunday, the 25th annual Real Men Cook, held at the Georgia World Congress Center, 3 p.m. Please stop by. Cookbook signing tour will be stopping in Chattanooga, Tennessee, on June 20th at the Lamont Southern Cuisine with Chef Jannard. And that's a Friday, June 20th. I will be there from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. during their lunchtime. And they are going to allow me to be able to put some of my healthy Southern cuisine dishes on the menu for that day. So if you're in the Chattanooga, Tennessee area, June 20th, between that 11 a.m., 2 p.m. lunch hour time, please stop by. Please stop by and meet me. I will have my latest cookbook, Chef Elliott's Solstice Recipes, with me. That address is 2000 East 23rd Street. Again, that's Chattanooga, Tennessee. That's 2000 East 23rd Street in Chattanooga, Tennessee, June 20th. As we celebrate the life of Dr. Maya Angelou this week, this show is dedicated and in her honor. Many of you may not know that she authored two cookbooks. Her very first cookbook is entitled Hallelujah, The Welcome Table, A Lifetime of Memories with Recipes. And she published that in 2004. And then, as I did some more research, I found out that she published a second cookbook at the age of 81 entitled Great Food All Day Long. Cook splendidly, eat smart. Cook splendidly, eat smart. We salute you, Dr. Maya Angelou. Salute you. Again, if you're desiring to have my latest cookbook, Chef Elliott's Culinary Experience, or to recreate the Chef Elliott's Culinary Experience at your home, be sure to purchase a copy of my cookbook, my latest cookbook. Again, it's Chef Elliott's Solstice Recipes, and you can go to my website at www.chefelliott.com. I would be so thrilled and honored to serve you in your city while I'm out on my cookbook tour. So for booking info, you can call, and I need you to write this number down. You got your pen and paper? Write this number down, 202-656-9819. That's 202-656-9819. Or email info, I-N-F-O, at imperianpr.com. That's I-N-F-O at E-M-P-Y-R-E-A-N-P-R.com. Book me. Book me. I'd love to come. To get recipes, tips, and up-to-the-minute details about culinary happenings, I want you to go on Facebook and like my public figure page at Chef Elliott Farmer. That's Chef Elliott Farmer, E-L-L-I-O-T-T, and Farmer, F-A-R-M-E-R. And also, if you're on Twitter, follow me on Twitter at Chef Elliott. Twitter at Chef Elliott, C-H-E-F-E-L-L-I-O-T-T. Next week, we have a good friend of mine, an international chef. And I'm not going to give you his name. I already told you it's a he. So you're probably already thinking. But you've got to tune in next and every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Chef Elliott's Entertainment Solutions Radio Show here on the Survival Radio Network. I give all glory and honor to God, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and the precious Holy Ghost. Good night. Blessings to you. Bye-bye.
How does he make that meal so quick? It really is amazing. Entertaining at his best. Chef Elliott. The experience is divine. Chef Elliott. It really blows my mind. How does he make that meal so healthy?